Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, it's Christiana, also known as Lady Goldie Batiste. It's a screen name that I use for some of my psychic listings. So today I am doing New Year psychic readings. And I wanted you all to know that I'm on Facebook. Excuse me. If I cough or yawn, please excuse me. It's been a long day. So I'm under Facebook, and you could check the link in the description box under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Please click on the link to get to the Facebook page and that is the best way to contact me on the business page on Facebook. Just leave me a message. Let me know what you're interested in, if it's a psychic reading, if it's spell casting or whatever it is. Just let me know. A little bit about myself. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child. And a lot of that started to develop around age 5. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again, and I'm so glad to have all of you here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question, no medical or legal questions. And this show is for entertainment purposes only. And I aim to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. The amount of time I spend on each person varies depending on the information I get. I want to try to keep it down to maybe like 4 or 5 minutes per person. While I'm a psychic, I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm adept at healing hands, which is similar to Reiki in a way. I provide spells, psychic readings, life coaching sessions, healing hands, and can perform all of this long distance. Even my form of Reiki can be performed long distance with the use of what is called a proxy, which is like a doll. And then I do the clearing and balancing on the doll. And you'd feel the sensations in your body. But, you know, of course, that's only with your permission that I would do that. So please call or contact me privately, or call into the show or contact me privately, or both. Thank you. A new thing I've added to my list is that I'm also now providing shamanic healing. So, I do things like soul retrieval. Let's see. Well, that's just one example, soul retrieval. I can help you connect to your spirit animal. There's a lot of different things that I can help you, heal from. And I'm very interested in helping people out with that. So again, if you're interested, just contact me on Facebook under the link in the description box. And today I am using, you know, sadly, I don't even know the names of the cards, but they're really beautiful cards. They have nice artwork on them, and they are oracle cards. So I'm going to start taking callers, and for each one of you, I will draw an oracle card and do the reading for you, and then if you have a question, I'll try to look into it. Thank you. Okay, the first person I'm going to is the 205 area code. Hello, 205.
Hi, Christiana. Hi, Christiana. Thank you for taking
I call and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's.
Thank you.
Your name?
I'm sorry, Patricia.
Yeah, you sound familiar.
Yeah.
I recognize your voice.
I can't hear you much, but thank you so much.
You're welcome. What is your, I have your card. And then you can ask me a question. It's renewal.
Oh.
That is your card. And she's sitting in front of these red flowers that have bloomed. And she's in a red dress and has a wreath of red flowers around her hair. And she's beaming light. It looks like she's meditating. If you're not taking time to recharge and renew, I would suggest doing that. That would be really healthy for you right now. And because of the light, I'm thinking it would also be very enlightening. Like you'd get messages that could really help you in your path, right, in your journey right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask your question.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for the message. I was gonna ask you, what did you pick up for me in the next couple of months, in regards to love and
to love,
in regards to love and abundance, I guess money. Did you see any?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's first start off with love. If you were to pick one, which one would you pick? Since I can only look into one thing for you.
Love.
Okay. I'm just taking a second to connect here.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm seeing, it looks like you will be dating, but I'm seeing some heartbreak. And if it hasn't happened already, I mean, it's possible it could happen in the future. So, like, brace yourself for that. And I don't want to be negative, but, you know, just like I was told before, be careful who you give your heart to, because some people just can't appreciate it or love you the way that you love them. And I just feel like you're a very passionate person and love deeply. And be careful to not invite people in that if like a red flag goes up that they're somewhat shallow, I'd really avoid them.
Okay.
Like
if
any red flags go up. This looks like it's going to be someone new. So I'm just like saying this just to kind of, so you can brace yourself so you don't let that happen to you.
Right.
Like you can be open in love, but like I said, be careful who you give your heart to, because some people just cannot appreciate it. And I think that you deserve somebody who can really fully love you, you know, not just a little bit, but completely.
Yes, absolutely.
So, It does look like eventually you're going to meet somebody that's going to fulfill you, but it might be like, and I'm not the best at time frames, but it might be like at least in a year or so before you really meet somebody that's good for you and you're out there dating.
Okay. I am dating now, so yeah.
Yeah, I had a feeling that you were, but I just, the person I mentioned feels like somebody new, so
okay.
It could be possible that you might date more than one person. It depends on
okay. What
you want for yourself. But that's what I got for you, and I am sorry
okay. That,
you know, I hate to sound negative at all, but that is what I got for you. And I thank you for calling, and I'm just going to put you on mute, and you can listen if you like. Sorry, I'm getting text right now. It's distracting. Okay, so next caller is 954.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Yes,
how are
hi.
You?
How are calling? You? Good. Good. Happy New Year as well. Good.
Thank you.
I just okay. Do you pick
okay,
a card
can...
and then I ask the
okay. Yeah. I'll draw a card for you. Okay, one second. Okay. For you I got the Enlightenment card. And it looks like this person is, or this man is dressed in gold, shimmering gold, and has like a golden aura and the sun shining down on him. And it doesn't just have to be for a male, of course, but it could be for, well, it is for you, the Enlightenment card. And I just believe that. It's just confirmation that you've gotten to where you need to be in life, and you're on the right path of enlightenment. And I think for everybody, that means something different. So.
Right.
So, hold on. Sorry about that. I'm on my phone, so people are decide to text me now, which is ridiculous. But anyways,
okay.
You have the Enlightenment card, so it's like a thumbs up from Spirit that you're on the right path. So what was your question?
I just wanted to know how you see my financial situation being this year, the new year.
Okay. It looks like it's going to be a year of abundance for you, prosperity and abundance in the financial department. What I'm seeing is green. You know, money is green, of course. And I see it like falling from the sky, kind of like wind or rain. And that to me would indicate financial prosperity and abundance. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a millionaire, but
right.
I believe that somehow your finances are going to improve, and that you're going to be, or that you already have invested in something, and like now it's like the, you know, the harvest. you know,
right,
when you bring it
right.
in.
Right. So well, I'll be reaping the profits from whatever it is.
Yes. I'm just not really getting specifically exactly what it is, but, like, I have a feeling that you already know.
Yeah. Well, my son and we invested in something, so I just, you know, wanted to know that if it was, you know, going to be fruitful and good. So hopefully for the coming year. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to really work out for you too. Yes. So, well, I thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like.
And thank you.
Oh, sorry. Thank you so much. I don't mean to cut anybody off when I put you on mute. I'll try to wait longer before I put you guys on mute. But thank you for calling. Thank you to everybody, both of you who have called so far. And next area code we got is the 203. Hello, 203. Hi.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Would you like me to draw a card for you?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Okay. I'm just glad to get the cards here from falling out of my hands. Sorry. One second. All right.
No problem.
Oh, so it's probably not the happiest card in the deck, but it says victim. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you are one. It just, I believe, is just reflecting what things that you've been through where certain situations where you have been a victim, and you don't have to bring up anything on air. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, it's right. Definitely, I think you've done a lot of growing and letting go, but there's still a little bit that you need to release. So I hope you have somebody that you can work on things with.
Not really.
And if not, journaling, you know, I think it's
just such a wonderful release. Well, I have I'm trying to be proactive and I made some plans to, I signed up for several college courses, and I already have a degree, but I'm not really working full time right now. So I thought, you know, and I've been looking for a full time job, but as of the end of the year, you know, I still don't have a full-time job. I just have, it's very, very part-time. And so I signed up for these courses thinking, well, I could even just audit them, which means that, you know, if I couldn't complete them, it would be no big deal, you know. But I think that, you know, it would give me something to wrap my mind around. And, you know, of course, you know, learning is always really good. So I think that might be a boost. Yeah. And I'm looking for a full-time job too. You know, but at this point, I'm kind of not looking. And if one comes to me, fine. So rather than sitting there journaling or whatever, at least, I'm going to have four courses that I'm going to be involved in. So I think that'll be good.
Okay. Well, you know yourself best, so whatever helps you to, you know, like release and move forward, I think is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see this as being a long-term thing or the victim card?
Oh, no, it's really a state of mind. I think you've been through that, but you're not exactly there anymore. I think it's just like residual. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to make a movement in my life because you know how you, no matter what you do, it just doesn't change and you're just in limbo and you're waiting. Whole thing with the four courses is going to really make a big change. So,
yeah, maybe that's what you need is just to get unstuck.
Yeah.
And I know how that goes. It's being stuck is awful. But so I'm wishing you well for the new year, and I'm going to put you on hold to listen. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
111 area code. Oops.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, your name?
I'm sorry, Rose Maria.
Oh, hi. I'm going to draw a card for you. Okay. So, this card is telling me that you have been for quite some time in search of your soulmate. And it looks like you're going to find this soulmate. And, of course, a soulmate you have really deep connection with. And this is like a psychic connection. You might even see glimpses of him in your mind's eye. Like, you might see some guy and wonder, okay, who is that? And that would be your soulmate. And I believe he's just around the corner. Like, both of you are on different paths in your lives, but you're going to come together and join on one path. And it's like two magnets being drawn to each other from, like, different sides of the earth, right? He might even be from another country. So definitely be alert for that because I believe that it's going to happen really soon. I don't have a time frame, but I believe it's going to be soon. So, what is your question for me today?
That was one of, I guess, whatever's coming for work or if I'm moving to another country or is he coming to get me to go back? That makes sense.
So, can you narrow it down into just one question?
He's coming here to get me to go back to the country.
It looks like you're going to be going to him. I just don't see him coming, whoever this is, I don't see him coming to you. I see you going to him and possibly even relocating eventually. But I do believe this is going to be someone new. I don't think this is someone that you know.
Got it. Appreciate it.
But keep your hopes up.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold. Happy New Year. I'll put you on hold to listen. Let me know if I got your call yet. 843 area code.
Hi, how are you? My name's Benita.
Hi. Would you like a card?
I would, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
1 second while I shuffle. Okay. I got the quest card. Do you feel like you've been searching for something, some kind of truth that I just get that it's a quest for truth and I'm hearing the word innocence, so perhaps this has something to do with your inner child. Does that sound accurate or not?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I got the quest card for you, so it could be in the near future that you're going to be on some kind of spiritual quest where you're going to be in touch with your inner child and do some healing. So that's the card I got for you. What is your question for me today?
My question is... My question is, do you see a relationship coming for me in the future, in the near future? I was trying to decide on two questions. One is business, one is relationship.
Okay. Let's see. I'm seeing a giant red heart, and it's going go, 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 like a beating. I'm leaning towards that this has something to do with Valentine's Day. Like Valentine's Day is going to be a special day for you this year. And I think it's going to come with a date. So, well, there's likely been some heartbreak in the past. This date looks promising and looks like a lot of fun. I see dark hair, brown eyes, and taller athletic build. So he's playful, but knows how to be an adult too. So that's a good combo. Just keep your eyes peeled for hearts. Something about the heart. I don't always get all the detailed information, so that's what I see. But thank you for calling, and I'll put you on hold to listen. Next caller is 775.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California.
Hi, Wendy. I'll draw a card for you.
All right.
1 second while I shuffle. Okay. Abundance is the card for you.
Thank you.
I see that at one point in your life you had a poverty mindset or that you were lacking, but these days you're getting better about your mindset and it's more of an abundance mindset.
So yes. I see it's gold with a treasure chest with gold in it and coins, gold coins. And you know that what you put in will come back.
Yes.
So that's a really positive message. So you can ask your question. Huh?
Thank you. What was the card that you drew?
Abundance.
Oh, abundance. Yep. And out of which tarot deck?
You know, I apologize, but I don't remember the name. I'll mention it the next show.
Okay, that would be highly appreciated. Is it okay if I ask you a question?
Yep.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I have been renting storage from a man named Steve for around 3 years, and he is not a nice person, and my payments to him have been like clockwork. Bank of America has sent out checks for almost 3 years to this man, and he sent me a very nasty letter stating that I have missed two raises on the storage space. Well, I'm calling around. I have access to legal services for 30-minute consultation for free, and I contacted Bank of America, and they said on the face of every check they've sent on my behalf is my address. So this would be proof to him that he's had my address all this time. So why didn't he send me a letter before now? And he's giving me some very awful ultimatums. I pay $125 right now. He says either I can and keep my stuff where it is, or I can have him move my stuff out to a new place at almost $1,800, or I can hire somebody to come and pick up everything, but he's going to charge me a $500 warehouse fee. And to me, this sounds like extortion. But my concern is, will I find somebody, an attorney that'll be so sympathetic to me that he'll write a letter, or what's going to happen? Will I be able to move my stuff out to a cheaper place and not be bothered by this man?
It is a legal matter, and I don't do legal or health readings, and it is a legal matter, but what I can tell you on a spiritual level is that this man is, like you said, he's not a nice man. I heard the word vendetta, which I'm not sure what quite what that means, but you'll probably know what it means. And
ulterior motives.
He has it in for people. He just he's looking to make more money and do it in such a way that is unethical. But you could ask you could ask a different question that is not legal related.
Okay, here's my question. My sister and nephew and I moved to this new apartment the last day of April. And there's been a couple of things that happened. One of them was I had an extremely precious keepsake box from my mother. And we left to go to the old place to finish up, and the maintenance man threw it out, which emotionally devastated me. So that did upset me, and I spoke to the office about it. And then next thing that happened was a few days ago, I was walking and there was a man with a huge dog that was lunging towards me, and I was scared. So I quietly told the man, "I'm afraid of your dog. Can you hold him tighter?" I reported it to the office, and so I reported two different things. So
I don't think I have done anything wrong. I was emotionally wounded when that box that had my mother's keepsakes. It just devastates me when I think about it being thrown out. But our lease is up, I think, the last day of May. Will the office, his name is Jonathan, Tiffany is the main manager, and then there's Sam is another manager, it's a lady. Will we be offered a lease renewal? Because we've done nothing wrong.
Okay. It looks like I'm leaning towards no, that there won't be a lease renewal. I'm just getting that they just don't want to deal with anybody. So that's what I'm hearing.
So I think you're saying they may not want to offer a lease renewal, but they'll basically have to because we're paying the rent very timely and we've done nothing wrong. Is that what you're saying?
You know, I just get the feeling that they're not going to want to, but they might have to legally.
Okay.
You know, allow you to renew your lease. So, but that's really all the information I'm getting there.
Okay.
I just get the feeling that they're really not going to do
anything.
Year? Yeah, at least, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully the rent increase will be minimal. And you are a beautiful soul. May God bless you and love you. And I wish you happiness and healing in your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody needs it. All right. Well, Happy New Year.
No.
All right.
I'm sending you love.
I put you on hold to listen. Thank you. So next caller, I'm not sure if I have taken your call, 770.
Hi, Christiana. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's calling?
My name is Maddie. I'm Maddie. I would like a card pulled for me, please.
Okay. 1 second, we'll shuffle. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this card says recovery, and did you recently split from somebody or lose somebody?
No.
Okay. I'm seeing some kind of like a loss in your life, and that really impacted you. And then I see a silver key, and there's like a guide, someone there to guide you, and he might come up as a blue aura if you change the auras or orbs or anything. It'll be bluish, and you're the lady in the picture, and then there's one other person in the picture. So, see, because initially I was thinking that it might be a partner or something, but then I'm thinking, because I see another female in the picture, that it might have something to do with another female, and like a family member that that you had an experience with that was not pleasant. And I have the silver key here, and there's a door. So that's just telling me that there's more to discover behind that door, like emotionally and to grow from emotionally. And if it doesn't make sense right now, I mean, just I say take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So what is your question for me?
Well, my thought with that is that I did have a conversation with my daughter. She lives with me, and I told her that I was going to have to release, let her go. Some things you sometimes, when you start seeing people for who they really, really are, and so I did have that talk with her. I was going to have to let her go.
Yeah, she's an adult, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then, yeah. I mean,
do you see her going?
Yeah, I do. I see it as being difficult for her, but she'll make do. She'll get by. She might, I see her trying to come back at one point, but you're just going to have to, you know, say that you can love her, but she's going to have to stand on her own 2 feet. So that's what I'm seeing there. And I see, too, that you're standing by the door, so it just looks like you're kind of there to lead her out. I do see literal keys, too. Not just metaphorical silver key, but
little
keys in her hand. So, like, that she will get a place eventually, and she'll be able to stand on her own 2 feet.
Great. Great.
Yeah. Was that what you wanted to ask?
From the card that came up, and that is what came up with me, that I did have that talk with her, and I really wanted her. I didn't want to do it in a way that, you know, forced her to leave. I wanted to be in a way that where she wanted to go, where she, you know, really want to go. And I don't think that she really want to go, but
yeah, she doesn't. But you're doing it in a loving way, so I think she's going to be okay. Oops. Sorry, tapped that button too soon, but to put you on mute. But thank you for calling. I do have to move on to the next caller, because there's only 16 minutes left. 504 area code.
Oh, bless your heart. My name is Kelly. And yes, I'd love a card, please, and one question.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I got the trickery card.
Oh, Jesus.
Saying that there's someone in your life that's wearing a false mask that may seem like your friend or family and on your side, but they're really kind of like a monster behind the happy mask. And it looks like you're kind of in a vulnerable position.
I'm in a vulnerable position. Or I couldn't hear.
Well, with this person, yes.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that you're unsafe. Nothing's going to happen to you, like,
yeah. No.
Physically or anything. Like, but it just looks like emotionally they could take advantage of you.
Hmm.
And that you have something that they want. what it is specifically. I don't know. I'm just hearing the word abundance. There's something that you have an abundance of that this person wishes that they had.
Wow.
So, yeah, just be careful with people.
I have. I've really pushed kind of most people away because it just, there's a lot of that, but interesting. It leads to the question, which is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I ask? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the question is that the place, and I like to ask fun stuff, but this is so trite, but it's about work. And so I apologize because I'd like to make it more interesting, but I'm trying to find out if I release myself from this particular job, that though I work very hard on being grateful for the pros and the cons every single day, it's just I find that it's causing me so much stress. Will I find something right after to be able to supplement or take care of the financial place that I could be happy with too, but will I find something to replace
you
this
will.
Particular job? Okay.
Yes, you will find something, but it's not going to be as high a pay. It's going to be decent. It's going to be, you know, you'll be able to make ends meet, but you're going to have to, word? I hear something like pull the reins in more, so you might not be able to go out as much or.
That's what I'm doing now.
Have
a job.
Yeah, well, it just looks like you're going to have to do a little bit more of that. And it's going to be it's not going to be like miserable. It's all about, you know, what you make of it.
Right.
And you could set aside a budget every month that allows you to do some fun stuff every month.
I have to have fun. Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's what this job is. This is what the kind of job I'm doing now is causing just that.
The next job, if you look for a new job, it's going to be much better for you emotionally.
Ah, okay.
So I do suggest that you do find a new one.
You do suggest to find a new one, so it's not. I always think it's, you know, I'm always wrong until proven right, and I still doubt it. And so I'm thinking, is it just in my head? You know, can I reverse this? But I use all the woo-woo tools and all the psychological tools, and be appreciative every day, and it's just still affecting me physically. You know. Okay.
Yeah, if it's making you sick physically, it's emotionally and spiritually draining too.
It seems to be, but I'm thinking, okay, chicken or the egg, what came first? The physical, then the job is, you know, or is it already physical? And I'm not asking, but anyway. So, I'm, you know, I always doubt that. So, but it's interesting. This trickster card, do you feel that it's in this job that I'm trying to leave? You think it's within this particular job, that trickster?
This feels like a closer friend.
Oh.
Someone that's closer to you. Outside of work.
Outside of work. Okay. Well, that's loads. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for calling. I'll put you on hold to listen if you would like. Okay. Next caller is 347.
Hello.
Hi, your name?
Hi, my name is Tanika.
Hello, I'll draw a card for you.
Okay.
One second. Okay.
I got the impartiality card. Let's see. So, there is a woman here. She's holding two buckets of paint. And it looks like there's a decision that you've been trying to make that you could go like you're at the fork in the road and you can go well, you could go left or right, right? And of course, it's all up to you in the end. You got to do your pros and cons, weigh out what are your pros and cons for each thing, for this decision. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then it's probably something to watch out for in the future. So, you know in advance to weigh the pros and cons for both options. And then I guess whatever has the most cons, or I mean pros, is the way to go. Yeah. So that is your card. And what is your question for me?
I just wanted to know if what you see coming up for me, like this year, if you see anything as far as love life or any changes. I would really love to find a partner and maybe get married and have children. And I just pretty much want my life to go smoothly. Like, I really am hoping that things are going to be good and no, you know, no rocky times coming. So I just wanted to know, like, you know, what you see for me coming up.
Okay, so immediately I saw a tree with green leaves and apples in the tree, and then I saw like a Garden of Eden scene with like Adam and Eve. In this vision, you're Eve, but it's not the story of them being tempted or her tempting Adam with the apple or the fruit, but it's more so that this tree is a tree of abundance. I'm trying to dig more and see what this means. Well, I just heard the word... I heard the word that it's like abundance, so you'll both be in abundance, right? Because you'll both partake or eat of this apple or this fruit, and you'll both experience an abundant relationship, like with all good, with a lot of good things in it. And then I also heard the word innocence. So it'll be a very innocent relationship. Not that it won't be romantic. That's not what I'm saying. But it's going to have a purity to it that you haven't seen in another relationship. Like no ulterior motives. This person's just going to be able to love you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting for that. Yeah, there might have be something in there, like some kind of like something that you'll both learn too, because the apple can, or the fruit can be indicative of wisdom, depending on how you look at it. And I've just seen that there's going to be something that you're both going to learn from this relationship that's like a
but more of a positive lesson and not such a hard lesson.
Would the apple have anything to do with, like, having children or bearing children like I want? And are they talking about someone that I'm speaking to right now named Andrew? I don't know if he's the one or if me and him are going to develop into something, like, you know, like that.
I'm not sure about him. And I didn't see anything about children yet, but it could just mean that either I wasn't supposed to see that yet for whatever reason, or it could be further out than, it could be at least a year out. Because I can, I can't see too far out. So, but that's what I got for you. And I believe that this person is someone, I believe it's going to be someone new.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because this is going to be really healthy for you. But I'm going to put you on hold to listen, and I thank you so much for calling. 3 minutes left to the show. I'm going to go to the next person holding their hand up, 203 area code.
Hey, Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. You, who's calling?
Hi. I'm sorry?
Who's calling?
Oh, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hello. I'll play a card for you.
Thank you.
I get the gossip card. This has to do with the women. Two other women. So they might love you. Well, they do love you, but they have a tendency to gossip, and they will gossip about anyone and everyone. So just be careful what you say to people.
Like, is this in my apartment complex?
They are people that you know well. So it's people that you see regularly.
There isn't really people like that.
Well, that's the card I got. I mean, like I say to other people, take it with a grain of salt. Don't get too hung up on it. But the show is about to cut off, so is there anything I can try to answer for you really quick?
Yeah. I just had a neighbor of mine. I live in an apartment complex, and my neighbor left something really vile in my box outside my door. And I'm wondering if management is going to tear this for me. So far, their response has not been strong. I want him to be kept away from me.
It is going to be taken care of, but you're going to have to put your foot down more than you already have. You're going to have to be a squeaky wheel, and they will tend to the issue.
The people that take care of these issues are very, very passive. It made me angry today when I realized it's going to go to them. So, yeah, I do want to put my foot down and say I don't want to deal with them. Is this about the gossip? I mean, that's what I thought of when you first said the gossip card.
I'm not really seeing...
Okay.
Who it is specifically. I wish I could give you more detail, but I do have to put you on hold, and we do only have like 9 seconds left to the show. So thank you everybody for calling in. Please look in the description box for the link to my Facebook Enchant page, my business page, and leave a message if you would like an in-depth reading. My prices are very reasonable. And Blessings to all of you, and Happy New Year. Take care. I'll be on again soon.